Okay, this is Perek Beis and Hilchos Motzei HaShemiras Nefesh. The Rambam can go into more details about different situations and murderers and who gets capital punishment and who doesn't. Okay, anyone who kills a fellow Jew with his hands, for instance, now here he's not actually using his hands per se, but he uses, let's say, a knife or a stone. Or he strangles him until he dies. Or Sofer burns him. So, since basically he killed them, that's why he gets executed by Beis Din. So, what's the contrast? If I hire a hitman to kill another Jew, or I send my servants to go ahead and kill him, or let's say I go ahead and I I tie up my friend. And I leave him in front of a lion to eat him, Barakso, and then the lion eats him. And someone who commits suicide. Each one's considered a murderer. Right? And they really are, what do you call it, liable for killing. However, the difference is that they don't get actual court execution or judgment, rather, they get judged by God. How do we know it's the case? Because it says that in the Torah, so the first case in the Torah is someone who kills without a messenger or an agent. So that's someone who commits suicide. That's the next part of the process. That's, for instance, I set up my friend in front of an animal to kill him. Adam. So what's that? That's someone who hires someone else to kill his friend. And it says clearly by all of them that the language of Drisha is used, which means that God is the one who's going to judge them. One second. So in all the above cases where a person would escape, so to speak, the regular court, but be subject to God's divine justice, let's say a Jewish king decides he wants to kill these people to preserve the world because these people are a danger, then he's allowed to do so. So too, if the court itself decides that it's merits killing them, on a temporary measure, so to speak, because it's something very important for that period of time. They're going to have permission to do this, as we're going to see later on in Halachas of the Sanhedrin. Let's say the king did not kill him, nor did the court, what it called, decide to create stricter rules about these types of cases. But nonetheless, the court is required to go ahead and really punish this person, hurt them in a way that'll bring them as close to death as possible. So, for instance, to what they call it, put them in prison, make them suffer for many years. The culminates are all types of fear. This way, it will what it calls strike fear and awe into other evil people. Because this way, this death won't be like a stumbling block for them, which means Yomar, and they'll say, "So I'm gonna have the people I hate killed in a certain way, and this way I'll avoid any type of consequence." So it doesn't matter if I kill an adult or if I kill a baby that's one day old, whether they're male or female. So then they're killed if they are killed purposely. In Gola. Imharag Bishkaga. Oh, Gola, Imharag Bishkaga. Or they put into exile if they killed accidentally. Who Shakalo Chadasha. As long as the baby was born after full term. But if it's born premature, Harir Kenefel, it's considered to be not, so to speak, quote, alive. Actually, Shah Shoshan Yom. So until it lives for 30 days. So if I kill the infant within 30 days of being born premature, then I would be off the hook of being prosecuted by the court. Now, it doesn't matter if I kill a healthy person or someone sick who's going to die soon. Even if I die someone, kill someone on his deathbed, I get killed. But let's say the person is on his deathbed because of injuries that someone else gave to him, like someone beat him until he got close to dying. Rayo goes says, and that's why he's on his deathbed. However, also someone who kills that guy, in so he doesn't get capital punishment from Bezdin. But is a trefa. If someone kills what's called a trefa in by animals that refers to like a mortal wound, we'll see exactly what it is here. Even if this trefa is able to eat, drink, and walk around, or he's a pata adam. If I kill them, I'm not what they call subject to the courts. We assume each person is to be in physically good shape. And therefore, if I murder someone else, I get killed. I'm going to say no for sure. The person is a trefa. And the doctors say Shemakazu, they say that what he's suffering from is no cure. And therefore, he's dying. And he's going to die from this if no other what they call factor is in play. But that's the other trefa. Let's say someone is a trefa, kills someone else. Nerag, he gets killed. As long as this is done in the presence of a bezin, but if it's done in front of witnesses, pater. Why? Shema use more edim, because maybe the edim are going to find out to become false witnesses. And if they are found that way, in a nerag, and they won't be killed. Because they were only testifying against what they thought was a trefa. Any time witnesses who commit perjury, the laws of that perjury cannot be applied to them, then they don't go ahead and get capital punishment as a result of the false testimony. But it doesn't matter if I kill a Jew or a non-Jewish servant, I get capital punishment. And if I kill accidentally, I get put into galus, into exile. Yisrael Shaharag. Okay, let's say a Jew kills someone, a non-Jew who follows the seven Noahide laws who lives in Israel. And an Arab of Bezin does not get executed by Bezin. Shinem Marbachi. And also, you won't get killed you won't get capital punishment for killing a non-Jew. Abdo. It doesn't matter if I kill someone else's servant or my own servant or isn't there love. I would get executed for that. Shevet Kvar mitzvos, because an Eved is someone who does keep mitzvos, and those of Al Nachalas Hashem, and so to speak, even added to God's sovereignty or land. Now, but what's the difference between killing my own servant, who's a Eved Kanani, or someone else's? Because my own Eved, I'm allowed to hit him. Therefore, if I hit him with a blow that is so strong that can cause him to die, but not the lamus, and he's going to die. And 24 hours go by. That craft mates only after does he die. In an arrow, I don't get killed for that. Even though he died because of what's striking him. So when we say what's a day or two, it means a day that is like considered to be 2 days, which is a full 24-hour period of time. But if I hit a Eved Kanani servant that doesn't belong to me, I feel even if he dies days after being struck, since I hit him to kill him, or is it? So then, what do you call it? I'm subject to being executed because as if I killed someone who was free. Halacha Yadala. Now the Rambam surmises here something interesting. He says yearly shemake es avda v'sakin esayif of evan v'egrof l'chiyotz v'hen, that if a person kills a servant with a knife, or I'd say right, he hits a servant with a knife or sword or a fist or etc. V'amdu l'misa. And the doctors come and say he's going to die, umes, right? And he does die. Now, let's say he didn't die immediately, but he dies, let's say even after a year, I still get executed for doing this. Because what do you call it? The Torah says, shevet here means like a stick. So the Torah did not, what do you call it? Only gives permission for the master to hit him with a stick. Not with the kind of hitting that would kill him. Let's say a person sells his eved and he makes a stipulation, they still has to work for me for 30 days. And he, what he called, he hits the guy within those 30 days, and Nisan kills him. Then I raise an arrow, love, right? And I get killed, I get executed for that. Harishon, right? The reason why is because he's not no longer, so to speak, my property. The second reason is the Fisha Dain, because nor is he entered into the Rishos of the person who purchased him. If someone is half servant, half free, if the Eved Shal Shnei Shutfen or an Eved that belongs to two people, any of them at Yom Yomayim, they don't get the leniency of what do you call it, of surviving more than 24 hours. Because nobody one has personal ownership, and therefore you would get a capital punishment like anyone else, killing anyone else. That ends Parak Beis, and we'll continue with Parak Gimel next time.